Our scripture reading is Ezekiel chapter 11. Verses 1 through 13. That begins, or can be found on page 698 in the Pew Bible. Page 698, Ezekiel chapter 11, verses 1 through 13. This is the word of the Lord. The Spirit lifted me up and brought me to the east gate of the house of the Lord, which faces east. And behold, at the entrance of the gateway there were 25 men. And I saw among them Jaazaniah, the son of Azur, and Pelatiah, the son of Benaiah, princes of the people. And he said to me, Son of man, these are the men who devise iniquity and who give wicked counsel in the city, who say, the time is not near to build houses. This city is the cauldron, and we are the meat. Therefore prophesy against them. Prophesy, O son of man. And the Spirit of the Lord fell upon me, and he said to me, Say, thus says the Lord, So you think, O house of Israel, for I know the things that come into your mind. You have multiplied your slain in the city and have filled its streets with the slain. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, your slain whom you have laid in the midst of it, they are the meat, and the city is the cauldron. But you shall be brought out of the midst of it. You have feared the sword, and I will bring the sword upon you, declares the Lord God. And I will bring you out of the midst of it and give you into the hands of foreigners and execute judgments upon you. You shall fall by the sword. I will judge you at the border of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord. This city shall not be your cauldron, nor shall you be the meat in the midst of it. I will judge you at the border of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord. For you have not walked in my statutes nor obeyed my rules, but have acted according to the rules of the nations that are around you. And it came to pass while I was prophesying that Pelatiah, the son of Benaiah, died. Then I fell down on my face and cried out with a loud voice and said, Ah, Lord God, will you make a full end of the remnant of Israel? This is the word of the Lord. In Ezekiel chapter 8, when the Lord showed to Ezekiel the abominations of the people in the temple, the greatest of those abominations was at the entrance to the sanctuary, where 25 men, with their backs to the temple of the Lord, faced east and worshipped the rising sun. Turning their backs to the Lord, they worshipped the creation rather than the Creator. And in Ezekiel chapter 11, we return to this abomination and these 25 men. And here we find that among them were princes of the people. And the Lord describes them as men who devise iniquity and give wicked counsel. We have already seen their iniquity in chapter 8, but now we hear their counsel. To those in Jerusalem, they were saying, The time is not near to build houses. The city is the cauldron, and we are the meat. Now, as we hear this counsel, it may sound strange to us, and it is unlikely that we would recognize why it was wicked counsel. But of course, we know that it was, since that is how the Lord described it. But why was it wicked? Why was it wicked counsel? What was wicked about saying the time is not near to build houses? This city is the cauldron, and we are the meat. There are two statements here. The first, that the time is not near to build houses. And the second, that the city is the cauldron, and we are the meat. Taking them in order, how are we to understand that first statement? What did these princes mean when they said the time is not near to build houses? It is hard to understand how these words are wicked counsel until we consider the context in which they were spoken. Ezekiel chapter 11 takes place after the king of Babylon had come and laid siege to Jerusalem, and after he had taken its king, Jehoiakim, into captivity. And after that, Jerusalem was subject to Babylon, subservient to Babylon. But the fate of Jerusalem was still uncertain. Would those who remained in Jerusalem, who had not been taken to Babylon, would they restore the kingdom to its former power and glory? Or was an even greater judgment coming, as Ezekiel foretold? What did the people want to hear? That the kingdom would easily be restored, or that greater judgment was coming? Of course they wanted to hear that all would be well. And so, of course, the princes of the people who did not fear God, they told the people what they wanted to hear. But why would the people want to hear that the time was not near to build houses? To build a house is a good thing. It indicates that there is peace and security in the land. For the princes to say that the time was not near to build houses, it would seem to be an acknowledgement that peace and security were not near. But that is what Ezekiel was prophesying. So then how was this wicked counsel? To unravel the mystery, it is helpful to consider the words of another prophet, the words of Jeremiah, who also prophesied during the time of Ezekiel. In Jeremiah chapter 29, Jeremiah writes a letter. He writes a letter to the elders and to the priests and the prophets and all the people whom the king of Babylon had taken into exile. Jeremiah's letter in Jeremiah chapter 29, it would have been written during the same period of time in which the wicked counsel described in Ezekiel chapter 11 was being spoken. And what did Jeremiah's letter say? Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 4. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all the exiles whom I have sent into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon, build houses. Build houses and live in them. Plant gardens and eat their produce. Take wives and have sons and daughters. Take wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage, that they may bear sons and daughters, multiply there and do not decrease. But seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will find your welfare. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, do not let your prophets and your diviners deceive you, and do not listen to the dreams that they dream, for it is a lie they are prophesying to you in my name. I did not send them, declares the Lord. In Jeremiah's letter, written to those who were in exile in Babylon, the Lord instructs them in that letter to build houses there. But those in power, they did not like Jeremiah's letter. And why did they not like it? Because it meant that the exile in Babylon would be long. That it would not end anytime soon. And so when the princes of the people were saying, the time is not here, is not near to build houses. When the princes of the people said, the time is not near to build houses, they were denying the word of the Lord. They were contradicting the word of God. Now is not the time to build houses in exile, for we will soon restore the glory of this city. Now is not the time to seek the welfare of Babylon, for we will soon overcome its power. The time is not near to build houses. This council of the princes, it was a rejection of the counsel of the Lord. The very reason for which they were worshiping other gods. For if God will not give you what you want, find a God who will. The true God would not give them what they wanted. So they sought out gods that would. The time is not near to build houses. This was indeed wicked counsel, but these words were spoken against the Lord. But what of that other statement? This city is the cauldron, and we are the meat. How are we to understand the second statement of this council? Again, it is a strange thing to say, and we might find it strange or difficult to imagine being meat in the cauldron, and that being a good thing. But that is exactly how it was meant. It was meant to be good. It was to be understood as a good thing. And we can understand that better if we recognize the religious significance of these words. It's not just an image, but a religious image, a cultic image. The word translated as cauldron here can also be translated as pot, as in 1 Kings chapter 7, verse 45, where we read of the pots that were made for the house of the Lord. And why were those pots made for the house of the Lord? What were they used for? They were used for the boiling of meat. And not just any meat, but sacrificial meat. Meat that was offered at the temple. This meat in the pot, it was holy. And so these words of the princes, this city is the pot, and we are the meat. It was a way of saying that the city and its inhabitants were holy and thus protected. But there is great irony in their statement. For the city was holy only insofar as it was the city of God, the place where he dwelt. And the people were holy only inasmuch as they belonged to God. But in chapter 8, these princes have rejected the Lord as their God. And in chapter 10, the glory of the Lord has departed from the temple and from Jerusalem. And so their words were a lie. And thus their counsel was wicked. For these words were meant to encourage the people, to soothe their consciences, to keep them from repentance. These words were meant to keep the people from repenting before the Lord. These words were meant to encourage the people to seek a kingdom without the Lord. But no counsel can prevail against the Lord. No counsel can prevail against the Lord. The world may speak with one voice, but no counsel can prevail against the Lord. And so Ezekiel assures the people that this wicked counsel will not prevail. Verse 7, therefore thus says the Lord your God, your slain whom you have laid in the midst of the city, they are the meat and the city is the cauldron, but you shall be brought out of the midst of it. I will execute judgments upon you, and you shall know that I am the Lord. No matter what you say, no matter what your princes say, a greater judgment is coming. Those whom the princes had slain in the city, they were the people of the Lord. But the princes were not. Their counsel would come to nothing. The judgment of the Lord would fall upon them. And why? because of their sin, because they had not walked in the statutes of the Lord or obeyed his rules, because they acted according to the rules of the nations. And in testimony of this word, while Ezekiel was prophesying, Pelatiah, one of the princes, died. And Ezekiel falls down on his face and cries out with a loud voice, "Ah, Lord God, will you make a full end of the remnant of Israel? Is no one to be saved?" We are given an answer in Ezekiel chapter 28. In Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 25, we read of God's promise to be gracious to his people. Thus says the Lord God, "When I gather the house of Israel from among whom they are scattered, and manifest my holiness in them in the sight of the nations, then they shall dwell in their own land that I gave to my servant Jacob, and they shall dwell securely in it, and they shall build houses and plant vineyards. They shall dwell securely when I execute judgment upon all their neighbors who have treated them with contempt. Then they will know that I am the Lord their God." In Ezekiel chapter 28, the Lord assures us that he will not make a full end of the remnant of Israel. He assures us that the building of houses in exile will not last forever, but a time will come for the building of houses in his kingdom. But in Ezekiel chapter 8, God also assures us that the restoration of his people and the establishment of his kingdom will not come through the work of human hands. It will not come through the strength of men. It will come through weakness. It will come through exile. And that is why Christ came in weakness. That is why he did not turn from the cross. For he knew that salvation and glory lay through the cross. Christ, the true remnant of Israel, did not take up arms against the nations, but he endured exile from the Lord in the presence of the nations, that he might bring about the restoration of God's people and the establishment of God's kingdom. And by faith in him, you belong to him. You belong to the remnant of Israel. You belong to the kingdom of God. as long as we are in this world. We are in exile, seeking a better country, seeking a heavenly kingdom. You build houses in exile now, but Christ is preparing for you a place in glory forever. If it was not so, he would not have told you so. It is not those who take up arms that will see the kingdom of God, but those who lay down their lives for the sake of Christ. And yet even now there are those not only outside of the church, but even within it, who say that the time is not near, that there is no end to this world, that you must take whatever you can get, that there is no day of judgment when the Lord will destroy the ungodly. But to them the Lord says, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. And not only to them, but also to you. To you, the Lord says, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. Amen. Let us pray. Our Lord and our God, we ask your blessing upon your word, that by it faith might well up within our hearts. Lord, we pray that you would grant to us your grace, that we might repent of our sin and trust in Christ, that we might wait with patience for the coming of his kingdom and power and glory forever. Amen. Let us respond to God.